my mind, oh, and all of my heart, all of my dreams, all of my stars start coming back to me. All of our past, all of these scenes, all of my stars start coming back to me.
Good morning, Daniel Champagne.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Now, tomorrow night, Friday, you'll be at the Clink Theatre. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I'm currently back in Australia for a few months doing a super extensive tour. So that means playing all the cities and then as many towns that I haven't got to before as I can. And I've been up to North Queensland sort of every year for the last 10 years playing usually in Cairns, but I've never played in Port Douglas. So I've heard that the Clink Theatre is amazing. Some musical friends put me onto it and I'm really excited to be there and meet some people and play some music.
You've never seen the Clink Theatre?
No, I'm excited.
Oh, mate, you are in for a treat. This is a very, very special theatre. It's a very intimate space, but it's something else. Do you know the history of it? It was an actual jail over in Mossman, and then they brought the whole thing over to Port Douglas and turned it into a theatre, hence the name The Clink.
Wow, there you go. I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's just a wonderful, wonderful theatre. Now, Daniel, how would you describe your music if people are thinking, oh, Daniel Champagne, yes, I've heard the name. I played a little bit of your music before I brought you on air. How would you describe your music?
Well, I guess it's acoustic music, so it's really me just getting up there with a guitar and singing, which means that, like, genre-wise, it can kind of change from song to song. So sometimes I'll do a blues song, sometimes I'll do, like, more of a folk song or a softer thing or a pop song. I guess the big point of difference is the guitar style, which I do play a lot of experimental stuff in interesting tunings and a lot of percussive guitar work, a lot of two-hand tappings. And, yeah, I guess throughout the course of a concert, the style of music changes a bit, but I think there's something for everybody to enjoy.
I want to ask you about that name, because when I was talking about you to some people, they said, oh, is that his real name or a stage name? Is it your real name?
I do get asked that at least once a night. It is my real name. My dad's side of the family is from Belgium, and that's kind of where it comes out of. Obviously, France before that.
Champagne is your birth name.
It is, Daniel Luke Champagne. I can show anybody my driver's license if they want.
But it's a great name, isn't it? I mean, you couldn't even think of a better stage name.
I got very lucky, absolutely.
Where do you go from here? You come and perform at Port Douglas, and then where do you head off? Are you do you wander the world doing your stuff, and where are you based?
So I live in America, in Nashville. In the south, but it's a big music city, and I'm originally from the far south coast of New South Wales and grew up there. Now, these days, I play lots of shows all over the world. For example, last year I played 293 concerts in 38 countries around the world, which is a lot, right? But on this tour, I guess I'm coming towards the end. Like, there's 87 shows in New Zealand and Australia, and this is actually the second last week. So I play Townsville on Thursday tonight, and then tomorrow night in Port Douglas, and then Saturday in Cairns, Sunday in Cooktown, and then Ravensburg on Monday, and then I start working my way down the coast, eventually
wow.
Back to Brisbane, and I fly to Darwin for the last show.
That is wonderful. Now, you live in Nashville. Are you positioned yourself there mainly because of the songwriting and because it gives you an opportunity to reach out to other artists? I mean, why base yourself there?
I think it's more that the majority of my work is in North America. So there's a lot of US touring and a lot of Canadian touring. And obviously America is a lot closer to European shows as well. So it made sense for me to live somewhere in America. Nashville itself, I guess it's, you know, it's a big music hub. It's a community there. I already knew a lot of people there. I'd made records there, and my management team is based there. So it sort of made sense on a lot of fronts. I guess for me, it's less of a place to be and, you know, create music and write with people and work in their studios. It's more of a place to come off tour and stay for a little while.
Yeah. And does some of your music touch on that country music, or are you involved with that, or are you on the edges of country music, so to speak?
Yeah, probably on the edges. Like, I've I haven't sort of been super influenced by country music outside of probably the guitar work of people like Mel Travis or Chet Atkins or some of the stuff that Tommy does. But I think, you know, these days that town, obviously traditionally being country, now it's kind of just a big music mecca of all kinds.
Absolutely fantastic. Now you've got on the, you are supported on the night tomorrow night by Jordan Brody. Are you familiar with Jordan's work? Because he's a very good guitarist as well.
I am, and he absolutely is. I haven't seen Jordan for years and years, but we actually met, I want to say like 7 or 8 years ago at a festival called the Undara Experience, somewhere like west of the Tablelands. And I guess he was like 15 years old at the time, and I played a show and he came on at some point and did some amazing guitar stuff. And we've kind of kept in touch and followed each other in the years since. And I think we've been wanting to play a show together for some time. So I'm really glad that this one worked out.
Fantastic. And of course, he's also a mate of a local Port Douglas lad called Zach Chaos. And we've got some of Zach's songs on our playlist here at Fab FM. And he's also another wonderful musician. I don't know whether you're aware, but up in this area, particularly in this Douglas Shire area, there is so much good musical talent. I mean, there's talent everywhere in Australia, but for some reason, this particular area draws so many amazing artists, and Brody's one of them, Zach Chaos is one of them, and I don't know whether you're aware the talent that's up here.
Wow, that's really cool. And something really quite funny and interesting is at the moment I'm in Ellie Beach just hanging out for a few days between shows, and I actually met Zach Chaos because he's down here at the moment, right?
Yes, that's right.
I actually met him in the supermarket. So there you go.
Have you heard any of his music?
I haven't, but I'll have to check it out. I got his details and we were going to check.
He is so talented, Daniel.
Right on. Well, no. I look forward to hearing his music.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's tomorrow night. Now, if anybody wants to check your website, it's Daniel Champagne, all one word, music, danielchampagnemusic.com. And thank you, Daniel, and chook us for tomorrow night. I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really look forward to being up in Port Douglas and playing some music for people.
Clinktheatre.com.au, 7:30 tomorrow night.
I don't want to let you down. I just want to let you know that I'm not always going to be around. You'll always be home to me. I don't want to hold out now. Come too far just to go back. I'm not always going to be around. You'll always be